Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the place where entrepreneurs get a chance to tell their stories. This is Peter Meyerson sitting in for Jeff Davis, and today we have a very interesting guest to talk to, Eric Sonnabend. Eric, you want to tell us what you're about?
Sure. Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Eric Sonnabend, and I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm currently working on building a company called MyRide, which is a self-driving, self-parking, ride-sharing car conversion kit. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I really wish I could come up with an easier product name. You know, that's a lot.
I don't know if it's the product name. It's sort of the description, the pitch line. Yeah,
the pitch line. Yeah.
So are you selling a device? Are you selling software? What are you selling?
It's looks like the Amazon Echo. If are you familiar with the Amazon Echo, which is like a cylinder shape, kind of like your water bottle, which I know no one on the radio can see your water bottle, but it's
water bottle is a water bottle.
You know, it's like the size of like an 8-inch tall, 3-inch diameter cylinder, which is skinned. If you could imagine, if you took an iPad and you melted it around the shape, so you had a touch display screen, and it did everything the Amazon Echo did, plus control your car. So it can talk to you. It's like a robot. It can listen. It can talk. It can see. It's a perception system. And we place that device in the windshield of your vehicle, inside the car, looking through the glass of your windshield. We have four of them, one in the rear of the car and then on the passenger sides, on the left and the right side. So there are four of these that are all identical, and they look through the glass, and they see the world around the vehicle. And this is how we are able to keep a car on the road and understand how to path planned and perceive the world around it.
Isn't there a lot of competition for this?
That's a really good question.
All my questions are good. It's a question, but to me, it's a really interesting problem you have.
It's a very interesting problem. And you know, if we got, let's say that we got together and we said, okay, we want to solve the problem of car crashes. Well, on the road today, you have existing registered vehicles. And of course, every year, the automotive industry manufactures 100 million new cars. So you have new cars that are constantly coming in, and you have existing cars. There are probably about 300 companies out there trying to build self-driving car technology that would then be made available to the tier one automotive supply house, that they are the companies that then provide the technology to the car manufacturers. So Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, they don't actually build the self-driving car technology themselves in-house predominantly. They go to a tier one automotive supplier who's bought a company like mine.
Okay.
And what they do is they then use that technology inside new cars that are going to roll off the assembly line. Okay.
So it's for new cars. So is your stuff for retrofitting?
For retrofitting. Okay. We're the aftermarket. So we're one of a handful of companies that are focused on providing technology into an existing registered vehicle. From 2012 and newer, we will convert your car and make it self-driving, self-parking, and ride-sharing.
Sounds like you've got an enormous number of hurdles to jump over, not the least of which is the technology one, but that's not the only one. So tell us about your problems and how you're solving them.
Well, the first problem for a startup is to get funded, right?
I would agree with that.
So what you do is, when you don't have any money and you have a dream, you build a team. You build a credible team, an experienced team. So what I've been doing to get funded is building a team by recruiting in the tier one automotive supply house.
Oh, that's very clever.
Okay. So people that are working with me are moonlighting nights and weekends, and but their full-time job might be with Bosch or with TRW or NexTier or Delphi. Some of the those are some of the big supply houses, or they might work directly for General Motors or Ford, because I do talk to people at Ford and at General Motors and at BMW and at Mercedes. So I have a, I have 20 people working for me, and everyone is working nights and weekends with the goal to build a prototype that we can show to the self-driving car investment community in September. So in September, we can all go for a drive.
So so this is short.
You'll have to bring your checkbook.
Short term. So so how do you come to this entrepreneurial idea?
It's a very good question. I used to get a lot of parking tickets, and that's why the, that's why the kit is self-driving, self-parking, and ride-sharing.
So, so the police told you you ought to have a ride, somebody to help you park your car?
And my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. Okay,
My girlfriend said, you can't get any more parking tickets. If you're driving my car, you can't get any more parking tickets, or that's it.
That's the same thing, you know, police, your girlfriend.
So at the time of back in 2004, I was a real estate agent, and I shared my girlfriend's car. I was getting parking tickets, and I said, well, maybe I can figure out how to digitize the parking rules so that I can help myself and I can help others understand how long can you park somewhere before you're going to get a ticket? What is the cost of the parking ticket? What are the different types of parking that are available in a city? In Back Bay, where I live, there are 18 different ways you can park your car, whether it's in a garage, whether it's on the street, at a meter, handicap parking, resident parking, visitor parking, valet parking, 15-minute parking, commercial parking. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There are all different types of ways that you can park your car. So I spent, I'd say, 10 years into it. I was lying in bed, looking up at the ceiling, and said, how did I get my PhD in parking? And I don't really have my PhD in parking, but I'm a subject matter, you know, I've got some expertise, I'd say. I hold two patents on the collection of parking information, and I built a platform, and we gave the platform to the city of Newport, Rhode Island, to actually, so that they could actually manage their parking infrastructure. And in 2007, when the DARPA Challenge then had a race of cars, self-driving cars, it became apparent to me that there was going to be an opportunity to provide a digital parking map, a cloud-based parking map to self-driving cars. Because if you think about it, if you get into a self-driving car and it drops you off at your destination, it needs to be able to do what you've done in the past, which is circle the block for 20 minutes looking for an available.
Right, yeah.
Right? So how's it going to do that if it doesn't understand the parking rules? It needs to understand the parking rules.
Okay.
But
those are just algorithms. I mean, really.
No, it's not algorithms. No. If you drive into, when's the last time you've driven into Boston?
2 days ago.
Okay.
I have an office there.
So. All right. So when
unfortunately.
So when you or others drive into the city, they may not always park in the same location. It just may not be possible. So when they park, they get out of the car and they read the parking signs because they may want to know, how long can I park here? Is this a legal parking space? And but if you have a self-driving car, which doesn't have a driver driving it because they've dropped the motorist off at their destination, and the car now itself has to act on behalf of the motorist to understand if that parking space is legal or not. How does it do that? Well, the way that it does that is through the system that I've invented. It can ping it, the car will know where it is, it localizes, and then it can relate to what the parking rule is for that location.
But that's not my ride.
That's my ride as well.
This is part of the my ride.
So my ride is self-driving, self-parking, and ride sharing.
All right. So you're bringing us back to the self-parking part of it.
So the kit includes the ability for a car to be driverless, be able to locate legal parking, and also make money through ride sharing.
Okay. So it's a retrofitted self-driving car that does a lot of different things. How do you get your employees? I mean, I know where you've gone to get them, but how do you motivate them financially?
So we actually don't have any employees. We're everyone is working for deferred pay and co-founder shares because we're not funded.
Okay.
I go to LinkedIn and I spend a lot of my time connecting with people all over the world on LinkedIn. And I'll spend usually an hour to an hour and a half per call, and I'll make 5 to 7 calls a day, every day, 7 days a week. That's the drill.
So it's really very time intensive for you.
Yes.
To find key people for your, I mean, it's not unusual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unusual that anybody spends that much time.
Well, in order to in order to get somebody comfortable to want to work with you, there's a certain amount of time you need to have to connect with that person, whether it be spiritually, whether it be where your credibility is. There's a conversation, you know, where you've got to talk about yourself, your journey, their journey, the product, the opportunity, the size of the market, their bandwidth, you know. And I talk also a lot about the team because for many people, you know, like-minded people like to work with like-minded people. People want to know, okay, you've got some people that have been in the industry for 20, 30 years working for Tier 1 Automotive, and I'm coming in now with 5 years experience. I'd love the opportunity to work with somebody who's got that kind of depth of experience, who's worked for companies all over the world, which we have in place.
Oh, I mean, this sounds like a fascinating opportunity, and I wish our sections went longer, you know, but this is just a really fascinating idea that you're carrying
out. Thank you.
Out.
I appreciate
that. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Eric, how would they do that?
You can call me on my cellular, which is 617-800-4877, or you can send me an email at ericlsonnebend@gmail.com. So it's Eric, ericlsonnebend@gmail.com. That's the best way to get me. My website, www.myride.today.
You know, I hope you'll come back in September.
I'd love to come back in September.
I mean, because it would be interesting to see where you are and how you've, you know, taken this and whether how the financing works. I mean, I'm sorry this interview is so short, relatively speaking, because I have about 30 questions on the top of my mind that I can't quite get answered here in this time frame. But I do hope you'll come back. And it's been a real pleasure having you.
It's been a pleasure being here, and thank you for having me as your guest.
It's been nice. Eric Sonnebend of MyRide, if anybody wants to reach him, call him or send him an email. This is Peter Meyerson of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be back after the next break.